Good morning, friends of television land.
Attention you out there in radio land.
Good morning, WPIX.
August 8th, TGIF Day. The time is 6:35, and this is Channel 7.
Good morning, this is television station,
WORTV, New York.
Good morning, Starshine.
Stay tuned now for our national anthem.
Oh my God, it's Friday night. I think most of you know what that means. I hope everybody's ready. Tonight's going to be a great episode of the world's greatest internet radio show ever, Spankwagon Radio. Of course, we strongly encourage everybody to go to spankwagon.net. And there you can find out how to chat with us live, watch the webcam, which will be up and running, interact with us, call us, email, everything is through there. Technology, it's our bitch. Ladies and gentlemen, it is Friday night. It's time for the start of the world's greatest internet radio show.
Murphy'sPenis.net.
What?
Sorry, wrong show.
Wrong show! Anyway, no one really wants to go see that little website. Ha! Getting set up here in the studio. You know, one thing I do not enjoy is the mad dash starting at 7 o'clock. Because I hate starting late, and I always feel like I'm starting way, way too late.
Yeah. Wouldn't be so bad if fucking Con could get his ass out of here anytime soon.
And he just sat at the fucking computer like, dude, okay, you've got to move. We can't just have you sit here and pretend to surf.
I'm going to duct tape his butthole shut.
Actually, you should duct tape the crutches to the concrete or something.
Actually, what I was trying to do was take the crutch line all the way down.
Yeah.
So when he put his weight on it, it went all the way down.
So he hobbles.
Yeah, now I was going to twist it so that the little dots that stick out to hold it in place, turn it so they're not in there. So as soon as he puts his weight down on it, they just shoot all the way down.
That's mean.
That'd
like
be
that.
Comedy.
Oh, I'd like that because that'd be funny. All right, spankwagon.net is the site. We want everybody to join us. All you have to do is go to the site, click on the chat link. I forgot they're separate now, so you can load up a nice good old-fashioned IRC chat.
Erk.
That means if you're technologically inclined, you can go to irc.slashnet.org/spankwagon. And then of course we have the webcam. You click on that and it opens up a nice little pop-up window to allow you to go to see us on the webcam.
Das Interweben Kamenstein.
Duh. And that's all because everybody out there decided they were done with the Flash Chat. So, you know, proof again, we listen to people when we want to.
I was going to say there for a second.
We want to. And we brought back good old-fashioned, hardworking technology. And we already have Toe in the chat room. Let's hope we can get a few more people in there.
Like the whole foot.
Okay, that was actually kind of funny.
Yeah, probably not.
No? Not at all?
What do you think?
We got another opinion. Was that funny?
No.
No. You need to try harder. Get a better writer.
Try harder. Try again. I got nothing, dude.
You were working like mad.
Dude, I was getting shit together and trying to, you know, do things and do some stuff and, like, not concentrate on MySpace porn and, you know, that's kind of difficult.
So we don't have decaf here.
He is doing an emergency watermelonectomy, from what I understand. There were some seeds that needed to be removed, and it required someone with training and experience.
And precision. The precision to remove the watermelon seeds.
I know he has a KFC pager. I don't know if the watermelon system goes along
with
it.
Wait, I thought that was... does that go with his church's cell phone?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Do you know what the ringtone on the church's cell phone is, by the way?
No, what's the ringtone?
Oh, yeah!
It's Macho Man?
No, it's the Kool-Aid guy.
I thought that was Oh, Yay.
No, it's Oh, Yeah.
Was it Oh, Yeah?
He crashes through the...
Oh, Yeah!
Wow. Oh, yeah. See, that was funny, too, and you just didn't get it.
I didn't get it. I mean, I really didn't get it.
Like, look at all the people in the chat room.
I mean, I'm hearing, oh, yeah, and I'm thinking, well, what does Macho Man have to do with it?
Yeah, brother.
Snap into a Slim Jim, you know, and all that.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to rap for you. No.
You know, please, I don't, you know.
Dude, don't do it, dude.
You mentioned it. Shit. You know I have it.
So, anyone, howdy, everyone. Welcome to Spankwagon Radio. I'm your host, Murphy. You really should put the headphones on for this. It's abysmal to a level that has
horrible.
To be enjoyed. There's a little switcher.
Someone's come unplugged.
It's
there's
over.
A switch box right over here in the middle.
Looked like she was twirling a tassel there for a second, didn't it? Late night, it's time to have fun. Work hard, play hard, that's a slow gun. All the ladies stare when we step up in the place. Got a cutie, she's this is just wrong on so many levels. When it comes to partying, it's going down. When we hit the floor, this should be our intro down. Music now. Rascals and me, about to put it down. Everybody's dancing, having a ball. Got their hands in the air, no one's on the wall. Saw a dime at the bar about 5 feet tall. She gave me the number and said, "Bone saw McGraw."
Macho Man rap.
Oh boy. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to Spankwagon Radio.
Now, I think I have all my mics up.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
It's for once. It's Friday night. You know what that means.
I think we already did that bit. That's part of the intro bit.
No, I was bringing back a... Don't you remember that? It's Friday night. You know what that means.
Don't
you? I
do you want me to belt it out?
Do it. Come on, do it.
Everybody might want to... Anybody in the studio is going to want to really turn down their headphones. And everybody at home, just take it down a bit. Ladies and gentlemen, bringing you the greatest internet radio show ever.
Spankwagon Radio.
Okay, there you go.
You know, there's another one. I wonder. Let's see if you can remember this one. And this is from Spankwagon of yore.
Jesus. Okay.
It's midnight. You know what that means.
Oh, yeah, Kilroy.
Yeah, I miss Kilroy. I miss those.
The What I Wish I Didn't Know show.
Yeah, that was, you know, I still have never laughed at anything harder than him at the wedding.
Oh, you know, and it's funny is I know exactly where he was, which is really down in a rough neighborhood, that church, that school church,
yeah.
St. Mary's. Boy, those are out of the archive, too. I've even removed them from the archive because it's been so long since
let let people know. Guys, Kilroy used to do a spinoff show, one of many that Spankwagon has become famous for, and it was the What I Wish I Didn't Know show, and this guy would do, during the winter, spring, and fall,
he would go places.
And just record what's going on. It was really funny. And then every summer, he would disappear, and it turns out he really would go and live in a van down by the river.
Literally, that was his thing to do.
And then he would just come back and would just send us this off-the-wall audio that was some of the funniest stuff I think I'd ever heard.
Gay pride festivals in Boston, yep. Some tractor thing in the Midwest.
But the wedding, it's a Catholic wedding, and I've never laughed as hard.
At a ghetto Catholic church.
I've never laughed as hard as when I was listening to that
wedding. Believe it or not, where that wedding was is where I went to elementary school.
Yeah, I believe it. I believe it. Because it just had sexual repression written all over it.
All over it, dude.
Yeah.
Totally all over.
Wow. So anyway... It's Friday. You're
it's Friday.
Listening to Spankwagon Radio.
Let's give them a couple bits of information, of course.
Yes, definitely.
We know we have the chat room, and we're seeing people populate it, which is fucking awesome. So,
dude, who's Dirty D? What's going on with that?
Well, that's one of our old co-hosts.
Oh, why did we call her Dirty D?
Was
it those dirty,
I think she forgot
dirty
the wife.
Pillows?
Ew. Dirty pillows. Dirty pillows. Dirty pillows are fun. All right, so we have the chat room going, and no comment who's sitting right across from us.
I don't think she wants to say anything tonight. I think she just wants to hang and have fun.
Oh, that's a shame.
Yes. Yeah, he's turned it
on. All mics are on.
Unless you piss him off, and then he turns them off. But
oh, damn it! Oh, son of a bitch.
Turn it back on.
Okay. Oh, bumping on the mic.
There it is. Say hi, darling.
Except I sound like a frog. Ribbit. I got a cold.
And you've got gum. That's real professional.
Should we get some like chips and?
Yeah.
And
Holy, you know what, dude? Something just dawned on me. We've got Dirty D in the studio, and the girls are coming in later.
Oh my God, we're missing
the vagina is going to outnumber the penis in the studio, and this could actually be the first time that's happened in a long, long time.
Wow, I don't know. We had Chief here; he was kind of borderline.
He was just a mo.
Oh, okay.
Speaking of, he's not building mud huts. I'm thoroughly convinced he is hunting vampires.
Because he's been in Romania.
He's hunting vampires. I swear to God, he has to be.
They've been in Romania, and they've been walking up the what's the mountain range?
I don't give a fuck, Apopolis. I don't know. I love them, and they send out these massive emails with all this shit that's going on, and I look at them, I go, yeah, how is this going to benefit you in the real world? You're going to come back here.
And still work at fucking Starbucks.
A prospective employee is going to say, let's look at your resume. Hey, what's this big gap? Oh, I was building mud huts and hunting vampires. Well, we're putting you in the mailroom. It's just he has a philosophy degree, which is perfect when those big philosophy firms start hiring again. And she's a marine biologist in the desert. In the desert. So what do you do with these college educations? Let's give away our information for free.
I can tell you exactly what they become. And I'm going to get shot for this. Educators.
Those who can do. Those who can't join the Peace Corps and come home.
Ooh, yeah, really. I mean...
You know, we love them. We love Paxis and whatever he's going by this week. And look, we love the Spick. I love Justin. He's a great guy. But seriously, dude.
Find a career.
Come home and get a job. You should have done this when you were 22, not 30, you dumb shit.
All right. So we want to hear from everybody. And don't forget, we have the chat room. We're really happy to have the IRC chat room back. We also want to...
Divid player. Is that Divid player? Hit ready. The Jivik Hood player. Is it Jivik Hood ready?
Oh, I had that video.
I need a negative.
I
need a
had Jivik that video. Negative. I can get that video next week. All right. Ligative. I know what you're talking about. The what, sir?
The ligative.
What's the ligative?
The ligative. I need a ligative.
How do you spell that, sir?
It's an LCD TV. It's a ligative.
No, it's an LCD television.
Yeah, you guys just look up ligative.
Ligative.
And ligative.
It's a great prank call. It's on YouTube even. Yeah. They put a little video to it and stuff like that.
That's the guy from Syriana, if you can believe it. Yeah.
Oh, that's funny.
Holy shit.
Speaking of jokes and shit, did you see what they did in Australia?
Oh,
they had that giant summit. And this comedian troupe or this TV troupe or whatever, were they Americans or were they
I think they were
Australians?
Americans. I think they might have been Americans.
So they acquire limos and black SUVs. One dude dresses up as Bin Laden. Everybody else dresses up as security people. And they actually get through two fucking checkpoints.
Yeah, they managed to get right next to the hotel where our fearless leader's staying.
America, I am here in this hotel drinking your wet bar.
Now watch me hit this drive. So, anyway, guys, you can get a hold of us as per usual. The phone numbers.
That would be 1-866-587-6257. And for those of you who prefer alphabet,
that's 1-866-LV-ROCKS.
Uh-oh, the cell phone's already going
off. No, I'm just grabbing it. That's it. Just grabbing the iPhone.
Dude, that thing's psychic. It's like, okay, it's time for him to do something else. Ring.
A ring,
banana phone.
So, and local guys, 702-383-8120.
So you can save me money, you bastards.
Oh, please. Have we gotten a phone bill yet?
Yes, I have.
How much was the phone bill?
I don't remember. Jimmy said it was taken care of, which kind of sounded mafioso when he said it.
Everything Jimmy says sounds mafioso.
Yeah. The thing is, though, it was when Ginger called in and talked to us for an hour. She called in on the 1-800 number. It was like, shit, that's 7 cents a minute plus long distance charges.
That's fine.
Fuck!
It's fine. I got a fart.
Oh, God.
Never mind. No, I don't. Back inside.
A fart just says, fuck it. I'm done.
Is on your side of the table.
Hey, wait a minute. That was my idea, too.
Fuck.
Bad
ha,
idea.
Ha, ha.
All right. Hey, you know what? I picked up the geekiest thing ever, and I'm in love with it. Do you want to see it?
Is it an iPhone?
No, that's him. Which we'll be talking about iPhone, the iTouch, the iPod Classic, the Nano, which now looks kind of fat.
Yeah,
in my opinion,
looks kind of chubby.
Yeah, it's definitely a chubby iPod. But we're going to talk about all that a little later, because especially the money aspect of it.
Let's slow down. We're both kind of riled up. Let's take a moment to breathe and not talk about going like this.
All right.
No, not that.
Oh, sorry. All right. Well, Tech
Pepsi, feel free to call.
He said he was going to email me this
Christ
week.
Christ on a crutch. Let me get my faggot music ready.
You might want to. Let me go ahead. I'm going to grab this geekiest thing ever.
Okay. We all know it's not his penis.
This is the geekiest thing ever, and I'm in love with it.
It is a... Oh.
What is it?
It's an electrician's pocket reference.
It's everything. No, there's like, if you're having a heart attack, if you're looking at a rock and you want to figure out what kind of rock it is, wiring schematics for anything, what the actual numbers on a bolt means in reference to what strength and what torque it can handle.
Gases.
Okay.
It is fairly geeky.
There's...
But yet, kind of cool.
You know what? You know what's missing, and you pretty much guess why it's missing?
It's the how to get laid reference.
What a vagina looks like.
Yeah, it's not in there.
You went to Fry's.
Yes, I did. I had to get a security driver set.
Look, I heard that over there.
Fry's.
Love Fry's,
Someone
though.
Just came a little. Did you hear that?
I like Fry's.
Fry's.
You know, I got a guy who works with me who used to work at Fry's here in town, and it's kind of funny. He confirmed it. You know what the Fry's employment test is?
Can you spell?
Here, do this. You're hired.
I love their porn section.
Deep breathe on the phone?
No, just breathe.
Oh. So I have to make the any true geek needs one of these because
that is really cool.
Flipping through it, I mean, just the stupidest shit ever.
It does not, however, tell you how to survive a zombie attack.
No, that's another book altogether. But, I mean, shit, how else are you going to know exactly what kind of nail you need to buy?
You ask the dude at Home Depot, and he says, here, and hands you the package.
There's the problem with that. Have you ever tried to ask anybody at Home Depot anything?
Yeah, guy always has what I need. Really? He always tells me everything I need. Every time I go in there, I have been helped. Granted, it takes me a little bit of time to find someone.
It takes you about, a half an hour?
Maybe 10 minutes. But as soon as I find someone, knows everything I need right there.
I've been going to Ace Hardware. It's actually just down the street from where I live. It's really nice because it's like literally a true, honest-to-God hardware store.
Does John Madden walk in there at the door and go, that's a hammer. You take a hammer and you hit something and then that's a hammer.
And then he takes a giant grease pin and circles it around for me, yes.
Well, when you got to hammer something, the best tool to use, of course, for hammering is a hammer.
But
thanks, John.
Sometimes you might want to use a wrench, but a wrench would be the wrong tool.
Yeah, Mr.
Captain Obvious.
Seriously, I didn't want to revert to that because it's, you know, what everyone does. But, yeah, that's John Madden.
You just take a high heel and it'll solve everything.
A high heel. Well, unfortunately.
I hear Trencher needs a rectal exam.
No, I've already had one of those. Thank you very kindly. No.
I guarantee I could stick the stiletto heel up his ass.
A high heel and a nail file?
Jesus.
I don't know if I could get the high heel out of
and
the nail file.
That's the single woman's. Repair kit.
That and a cell phone with some burly guy's number in it and pizza.
Takeout and a dude. Maybe both.
And maybe a little banaka for when you're done.
Ooh.
Why does my breath smell like bleach?
Oh. Oh,
yeah,
my God. Yeah, you did.
Hey, do you have my lines up here?
Your line is now officially on.
Now, there is something we do. I want to talk about briefly, and we'll bring up a couple more times.
Okay.
Of course, because we're doing our thing here. We do know the final, well, maybe not final, but another Republican candidate has thrown his name out there.
Fucking Thompson.
That's right. Fred Thompson has thrown his hat into the ring. You like that?
What the hell is that? I mean, I hear
you know what that is.
I know it's from Law and Order. What is that?
That's the donk donk. I literally went to Google and looked up Law and Order sound and found Law and Order donk donk. Download this file, and that's what I got.
The Law and Order donk donk.
Now it's funny. He avoided the debate to announce his candidacy on. On Mr. Chin.
Leno's.
That's right. And he, you know, he's gotten a lot of shit for this, and let me tell you why. Fred Thompson has unofficially been running for president for about 3 months. And since he didn't officially And since he didn't officially announce his candidacy, he could take donations and not actually have to claim them. So he's been taking donations on his website and been doing a lot of internet-based things and not formally announcing it. So no one knows how much money he's garnered and put together here for this.
That's shocking.
I know, isn't it? And 2:37 a.m. Jay Leno's dressing room. I just stumbled all over that, didn't I? Oh, someone got a new phone. Oh, she got a Treo. I'm sorry. So, yes.
This Fred, was given to me. It was free. I'm not complaining.
I would. So, Fred Thompson is running for president. And
free lobotomy.
Only if you're a Benoit family member.
Oh,
we'll get into that later, too.
I'm a wrestler. Banging my head on the
I'm going to wear this out tonight, aren't I?
Yes, you are. You know what? It's the new Leroy.
I find it funny.
Is it me? Is it me, though? Or does Jack Thompson look like the villain in Ghostbusters 2?
Oh, he looks like, what is it? Vigo.
Vigo from Ghostbusters 2. And he's Vigo? Always pissed off looking.
Oh, dude, he's Fred Thompson. Thompson smash.
Thompson run president. Played one on TV twice.
Fire no. Yeah. Thompson bad.
President good.
He looks like Phil Hartman trying to do Frankenstein. That's really what it
looks
like.
Oh, that's funny.
Hi, guys.
Wow, people are just flowing into the studio.
And the vagina officially outnumbers the penis
Holy
in the studio.
Holy shit, this is the first time this hasn't been a sausage fest. Damn.
So, Fred Thompson's running for president unofficially, now officially. And
unofficially, now officially.
And he says he can beat Hillary. I don't think beating Hillary is the real answer.
I want Ron Paul. I will vote Republican to vote for Ron Paul. Oh, shit, I just shut the studio down.
He might as well just change his name to Ralph Nader now, okay?
I don't know. I like what he says.
No, he is the Republican Ralph Nader. Because if he doesn't get the Republican nomination, which he probably won't, he will run independently and will fuck the Republicans just like Ralph Nader did.
Oh, I see what you're saying. You're very right, actually.
So you guys can't hear it, but every time we mention Fred Thompson, I'm playing the Law and Order Donk Donk.
Literally, that's the name of
really
it.
Which is really funny. Because, you know, he was on Law and Order.
Order. He's an actor. No clue. I know who he is. Oh, okay, someone knows. Okay.
Thank goodness.
All right, why don't we go to a break?
Ooh, I want to play something.
So do I. You go first.
Okay, but mine's the penis flute.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Play it out there.
How many songs do you want me? One, two, three,
Why don't we go two songs? You one me, and then we'll come back.
Okay, fine. All right, guys. So you are listening to the greatest internet radio show ever.
Spank Wagon Radio.
He wears his heart safety pin into his backpack. His backpack is all that he knows. Shot down by strangers whose glances can cripple with the heart that devours. Him whispering, must have been
Bony fingers close around me. Long and spindly death becomes me. Heaven, can you see what I see? Hey, you pale and sickly child, you death and living reconciled, been walking home a crooked mile. Paying debts to karma, your body for a living. What you take won't kill you, but careful what you're giving. Can you feel a little love? Can you feel a little love? Dream on, dream on. There's no time for hesitating. Pain is ready, pain is waiting. Mind still, it's educating. I'm wanted, uninvited, can it creep beneath your crawling skin? It lives without, it lives within you. Feel the fever coming, you're shaking and twitching. You can scratch all over, but that won't stop you itching.
Banana. démarre à tout casser l'évier, le bar me laissant seul comme un grand connard. Le pied dans le plat, ça plane pour moi, ça plane pour moi, ça plane pour moi, moi, ça plane pour 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 moi.
Got a job making money for the band. Throw a chicken in a bucket with a soda pop can.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, Spank Wagon Radio, we are back. Wonderful little break there. As we're cycling people through, so now the odds are very even for us.
Yeah, it's 2-on-2.
2-on-2.
Strip poker.
Woohoo! All right, let's bring their mics up. Because they're professionals too now.
They
are. In this internet pretend radio world we have.
Oh, are your mics
turned
on?
Are your mics even on?
Check the mic.
Check the little button. There's a button on the top that says on and off.
Yeah, it's on.
Okay.
That's interesting.
That's very interesting. Well, why don't we do the sound check? Say hi.
Hello.
Okay. You can do this. You can kind of lower and raise them. You're dead.
Hello.
And you're on Papa's mic. Let's see. Are you on 5?
It says 1 over here.
I'm on 4.
You're on 4, so that means you're actually on 3. Love that numbering system.
Okay.
Mic check.
Huzzah. All right.
Okay. I can't hear anything in my headphones either.
Okay, that's a little slider bar on the desk there in the little box. Oh, look at Murph. He's so helpful.
Okay. Yeah. Let me see.
Beautiful.
Can
beautiful.
I hear
okay.
Ah.
Okay. Beautiful. There we go.
Hear yourself. Excellent.
Great.
All right. So, Spank Wagon Radio.
That'll be $49.95 for that tech call there.
All right.
Cheaper than
to
Geek
the
Squad.
And I won't take pictures of you while you're in the
Or
tower.
You won't steal the porn from the computer while you're working on it.
Yeah.
You can find us online, spankwagon.net. We always want people to give us a call because we have our wonderful $20,000 phone system. That number is 1-866-LV-ROCKS or 1-866-587-6257. Of course, we have our chat room. And, hey, email us, radio@spankwagon.net. The hell? All right. So why are these lovely ladies?
Because they give me wood.
All this...
Look at that. I'm embarrassing them right off the bat. Ladies, why don't you tell everyone why you're here?
We're here to tell everybody why they should watch our new radio show.
Watch the new radio show. So now we're going to put you... No, oh, no, no. Let's go back to that one just a second.
Watch the new radio show.
Now that you guys are part of the LV Rocks family, you can feel free to just be berated and abused every
All
little
right.
bit.
So as a matter of fact, wait. We're going to have them watch the new radio show now.
She's not. Oh, yes.
Go to the webcam, people.
Oh, yeah.
The definitely hot.
Oh.
I mean.
You know, this is not my best side, so.
Which side would be
Which
your
side
best
would be the best?
The rear.
Hey, we're not going to talk about that.
Shall we bring up some mood lighting?
Oh, hey. Oh, wait a minute. If we're going to go that far, dude.
Well, how far are you getting ready to go?
You know how far I'm going to take it. Let's see here.
Oh, Lordy.
Oh, wait a minute. Oh.
Oh, tell me it's gone.
Oh, it's not gone. So, ladies, go ahead and tell us why you're here.
We're here to talk about our show. It's called The Carey Sisters. Oh, so sexy. He's definitely going to be so sexy.
Right. Exactly.
We're going to tell you how to log on and watch.
It's the most entertaining show on internet. Sorry.
Wait, what?
Sorry, you guys. Move
over. I'm sorry, what?
What?
Yeah, all that, you know what?
Let me turn my mic up.
Rewind.
Did I hear something insulting?
No, you did not. Just turn me up in mic 3, please. I don't think you guys heard me.
Okay, go right ahead.
Go. Continue.
Okay. Where I was.
La-di-da-da-da.
This is going to be the most entertaining show on internet radio. Sorry.
We're two sisters. We're well-rounded. We speak our minds.
So why are you reading from notes?
You know what?
Because we don't have fucking notes over here. You want to be thrown under a goddamn bus? You want it?
You want blah blah blah? Do you want? Okay.
Did I just get blah blah blah?
You did
on my own damn show, our own damn show.
Did you want to tag out? Do you want to tag out? Okay. So how are people gonna watch you on internet radio? Are you guys,
for example,
on the webcam, on the podcast?
Hold on. We'll just all they can see is Spank Wagon logo. I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah. What are you guys talking about?
Jeez.
You know what?
Okay, let's let him say
that. September 22nd, 7 o'clock, every Thursday after that, we're going to be on.
That's 10 p.m. Eastern.
and we're going to give everybody what they want. Total entertainment.
Total nudity?
No.
No, none of that.
Not everybody's going to get what they want
exactly.
then.
Exactly.
You know, we're going to have a lot. We're going to talk about a lot of different things, from politics to sports, entertainment, whatever. Whatever you want. Fashion.
Fashion. Okay, that's one we would never touch.
Except when you guys call me Metro.
Well, you are Metro.
I'm not Metro.
Chris, I see you stepped your game up lately.
Well, you know, I got to compete a little.
Yeah.
With the gay guys at work. So, okay, so you guys are going to do a show.
Yes,
and it's,
we are.
Sounds like it's going to be us, except with vaginas.
Yes.
And
which is always a good perspective.
No, you guys are going to have unique perspectives on things, and it's going to be... I think it's going to be interesting.
It probably will be. I mean, I'd have to listen to it. And one of those things, you know, everybody does a pop culture topical interest show, and those are very saturated. Myself, I will say, us included, very saturated. So
we're going to get a little deep into some issues. We're going to talk some real sports topics. I love sports.
Cool.
I am, you know, future sportscaster.
Very cool.
Current hottie.
I must say, and I'm working on a lot of things, but we're going to, you know, touch a lot of topics. We're going to get in detail and...
She keeps using all the right words. She's going to touch a lot of topics. That right there. Yeah. You just keep saying things like
that. You know what? We're going to tell them how we really feel. You know, and this quiet lady over here is going to come out. She might catch her rapping one day.
She's gay?
Rapping?
No. I'm not gay.
Oh, sorry. Wrong reference to come out. Sorry. Keep going.
So much.
Very cool. So you guys are going to be you're going to have guests and stuff too.
Oh, yeah. We have a special guest coming on our first week.
Do you want to tease it?
You know what?
It's one of those tune in you have to see.
You got to tune in and find out.
And what day is this again?
This is going to be the 22nd
and
of September, Thursday at 7 o'clock.
Cool. And also
on LVRocks.com.
That's what I was going to ask, on LVRocks.
LVRocks. Now, do you guys have your own site yet, or are you going to be building
one? We're in the process.
Yeah, our site will be up by the time our show goes. We will have a logo up on the LVRocks.com, and I would say about a week.
So, and what's the name of the show?
The Carey Sisters.
And you guys each are?
I'm B.
And I'm V. So pretty quiet today.
They look so fucking much alike, and then they go with the B and V.
You guys have no idea.
No effing clue.
You guys have no idea how entertaining and fun this is going to be, you know.
So, okay, well then, let's...
She's not really giving it to you right
let's
now.
Let's see if you guys...
Actually, I got to say, though, I'm digging the shirt.
Okay.
I am digging the... I love the 90s, which is a nice refreshing, but I realize how fucking old I am now.
Did you love the 90s?
No, I hated them for the most part, but it's just the fact that the 90s are retro. That scares the shit out of me. Hey, we got a caller. Spank Wagon Radio, you're on the air.
Who is this?
This is Spank Wagon Radio.
Spank Wagon Radio?
Yes.
On LV Rock?
Yes.
I hear a woman laughing. And
oh, that's must be something you encounter often when you take your pants off.
Totally. It's kind of demoaning and drunk.
Demoralizing? Is that the word you were stumbling over?
Sure, I'll go with that. That works for me. How's it going, LV Rock?
And who is this?
This is Producer Bill.
Producer Bill.
Yep.
Bill, what do you produce?
Internet radio shows and podcasts.
Okay. And Bill, what's your site?
hhradio.net.
hhradio.net, okay. and may I ask what the reason of the call is today, sir?
I thought this would go to voicemail so I could leave a message for Daily Noise, but...
Bill, you...
I found another show called Spank... Something Radio.
Spank Wagon.
You need to write down the Carey Sisters also, please. Yeah. It's coming on the 22nd, Thursday at 7 o'clock p.m. It's a great show. I think you need to check it out.
Wow, that's
Bill,
a shameless
Bill,
plug.
Bill, are you the guy on the main webpage?
Is that you in the orange shirt?
Dude.
No, that's not me in an orange shirt.
Oh, okay.
If you click on the photos, you can watch me being stamped by a very big statue.
How do I find him?
Okay, well,
oh,
Bill,
my.
Bill, we gotta share something with you here.
Oh,
dude.
My.
Wow, very Midwest.
Oh, this is...
We got to share something with you, guy. Daily Noise went off the air a week ago.
No, really?
Yeah.
Jimmy's leaving the country.
Jimmy's leaving the country.
And it's to avoid extradition.
Who is?
Jimmy Diggs, the guy who runs Daily Noise. You don't even know the guy who runs Daily Noise?
I know who him, but I didn't hear you. I thought it might have been Con Solar to avoid the solarness.
No, Jimmy has left the country. Apparently... There's a non-extradition treaty that has expired, so he has to go into South America right now.
Well, he's going to head over to Asia after a little bit.
Well, he's a previous Marine or something, so he's probably got a machete he can use on some people in South America.
Well, he's got to go there because basically it's the only place that he can hide right now while avoiding the Federales. So, I mean, it's long, it's drawn out, there's a lot of things involved in
it. Oddly enough, Khan is completely innocent in this.
No, he was probably delivering via the pizzas.
So, you're completely interrupting our show, but I cannot wait to ask you about this. Now, what's your name again there?
My name is Producer Bill.
That's Producer Bill. Producer now, is here. This your pictures I see on the site, Producer Bill?
You like horses.
I don't know. I'm trashed, and I haven't edited the photos in a while. But, yeah, it's probably me. So
wow.
Why does anybody care how much I look like? I'm a fat Midwesterner.
I was going to say, you look like a Weeble Wobble.
You look like me or a few other people who are all fat Midwesterners.
But you're in Vegas. You're supposed to be hot by definition.
Ladies?
I agree.
Well, the women
should be
aren't.
Giving us a hand. Women are supposed to be hot. Men are
fat and ugly.
Men can be whatever they want.
Men can be whatever they want as long as they have money.
Well, do you have money, Bill?
No.
So don't worry about it. We're totally in another category.
So, Bill, let's just go completely off in a tangent here. You call on our show. We'd love to have new people listening to the show. We've got two hot girls here in studio. You obviously look like you haven't seen vagina without paying for it. What would it take for you to talk to these girls? Could we get you to talk to them?
You could give me the... Actually, are you in the LV Rock studio?
We sure are. Let's turn the camera on so he can see the girls.
I have actually been in the LV Rock studio.
Oh, outstanding. Well, then
congratulations.
It kind of helps build the mental picture.
You know what? I have been in the LV Rock studio, too.
You know what? I've been in the LV Rock studio.
Me three.
You've been there? You have.
In fact, if you wheel, are you in the mixer seat?
Good God. All of us? What are the chances on all of us actually being in the LV Rock studio at one time or another?
I'm sure there's DNA everywhere. But
That was another show.
Yeah, but if you wheel around, if you're in the mixer seat and look on the shelf behind you, you'll probably see a University of Michigan shot glass hiding about the items there.
All I see are a couple of dildos, some bottles of anal ease, and... Oh, wait, there is a University of Michigan shot glass, but why is it filled
with shit?
That's
not anything we should be talking about the University of Michigan after last week, actually.
You know, I was just going to say...
I mean, come on, that's nothing we should be talking about.
What I'm just trying to say is that's my shot glass, man.
Why do you have
it's filled with Appalachian alcohol.
It's a loser shot glass.
It's filled with Appalachian alcohol.
But as much as it's a loser shot glass... It's still capable of carrying the shot to your mouth.
You're such a simple person.
I am.
No, come on now. Don't abuse the guy. Let's give him a shot.
Yeah,
Bill, are you married?
Self-confidence, Bill.
Are you married, Bill?
No, but I have a fiancé.
You have a fiancé? Oh, is she?
Which kind of cancels out your paying for vagina without saying, whatever.
You're paying for it one way or another, believe me.
Who's this woman who keeps bashing me left and right?
It's not one woman. It's two of them. That's Carey sisters on.
That's the Carey sisters.
Thursday night, 7 o'clock, the 20th.
It's like normal. Most women bash me without knowing me.
No, you seem very innocent, and you seem like a gentle soul.
No, he seems...
Let's give the guy a break. I mean,
he wants to be the victim all the time, Chris. I'm not going to fall for it. You know what? I'm not going to take this. I'm not going to feel sorry for you.
You know what I think?
Wait.
You know what I...
Bleeding heart!
You know what I think the poor guy needs?
What does the guy need?
I think he needs some love and attention. Hit the light.
Oh. Lights are on?
Bill, if you were here right now, you know what I'd do? I'd take these girls.
I don't want anything to
happen. No, just.
The other women, there might be some interesting thing going on.
Will you let me work my pimp thing? Will you shut your mouth for just 5 seconds? Eat something. We know you do it a lot.
All right, take a drink.
If you were here right now, what I'd do is I'd have the girls standing in front of you, and I'd strip them down to the bra and panties that they're wearing because I specifically asked them to. The V's got a very nice matching pink set on, and B has got a nice, slick, black plastic set. It's very, very cute.
Plastic.
I'd strip
leather.
Them.
It's
you know
leather.
What? I'm not that cheap.
Mahogany?
Sorry, mahogany.
Plastic?
Let me tell you.
No.
Bill is Midwest. Bill is Midwest because the dude can't shut up.
I know.
When there's some like sexual talk going on.
So I'd have the girls strip down naked in front of you, okay? Down to these little bra and panty sets. We'd lay you down on the ground, okay? And they would each stand over you and dance nice and slow for you. You know, got a little groove going on. And then you know what we'd do? Laugh at your tiny penis. Bye, Bill.
Alrighty,
so.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, at least
back to the lovemaking, I see.
Yeah.
Hey. Hey, we can turn on the smooth anytime we want around here.
Well, unless you're a fat Midwestern like myself or Bill here, who, you know, the minute someone says sex, we all go, ah, yeah.
Wow, this is really one pathetic-looking individual.
You know, I'm sure he's a nice guy. I mean, obviously, he likes to leave shit in the studio for other people to clean up. But
he's also got a Matrix Reloaded poster on his wall, and you can see all the action figures still in the plastic wrappers.
Does he know decaf?
He very well might.
I mean, collecting the action figures is very decaf. Oh, we got another call. I bet this is Bill. Spankwagon Radio, you're on the air.
Yeah, it's producer Bill again.
Hey, welcome back.
I just want to compliment you on the excellent burn.
Thank you. So,
Bill, by the way, kissing ass will get you nowhere.
Well, unless it's... Never mind. Anyhow, moving right along.
Kiss it. I said, you know, there's some gentle tonguing that can go on. Okay. Maybe a nice massage of the prostate.
All right.
It's only gay if you go past the first knuckle.
But you're already working on the second.
Shut up,
I'm
dude.
I'm sorry. I've just got to point that out. All right. We want to kind of cover some actual topics today. Apple this week released all their new
goodies,
and I gotta say I'm very impressed with what Apple did, although I think they kind of spread it a little thin in my opinion.
Well, let's turn it over to the ladies. You guys are our professional talk show hosts. What do you think of Apple's new products?
I think all of the Apple products are just based upon the iPod.
Duh.
Well, since they released a whole bunch of new iPods.
I mean, once you have one iPod, you have it all.
And that's actually a good point. To kind of cover what Apple released this week, they released several new products. Let's start from the bottom up. Of course, the Shuffle, the little itty-bitty, teeny-winny, little lose-it-in-the-laundry player. That one got new colors. That stupid product red color is like its big thing.
And they're all homo pastel.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Very much. The second product that came out was the new Nano. This Nano got upgraded. I want to say it's now up
to... No, it's still 4.8.
Okay. Mm-hmm. But it now has the little bit larger video screen.
Well, it has video now. Before, the Nano did not have video. And it kind of looks like
fat.
It looks like that cute chubby girl that you take out just because she looks like she's fun and you bet she can suck a lot of dick.
That's exactly it. That is exactly it. So the new Nano.
Nice way to put it, Chris.
Yeah, that's my job.
Also, then, after the new Nano, there's the new iPod.
Here, showed up drunk, here on time, dick jokes. Yep, check, I'm good.
Nice. There's also the new iPod Classic. They've renamed the regular iPod to the iPod Classic, and they bumped it up considerably in hard drive space, up to 160 gigabits for the large model, which really pisses me off because I just bought a 30 a couple weeks ago.
It should be called the iPod. Holy shit, I can't believe I have this much music and video, and I feel the need to take it with me everywhere I go.
Yeah. Well, let me ask, how much music do you have on your iPod?
Like 10 gigs.
10
gigs.
I'm about 11. How much on yours?
You know what? I've got the Shuffle, you guys. Pass me. Skip
hey, I've got
skip
three
me.
iPods, so I've got a Shuffle, a 15, and a 30.
I've got about 35 songs on my Shuffle.
Nice. So 35 songs on your 512
wait,
Shuffle.
How many of them are college football fight songs?
Two and a half.
See,
two.
That's...
Nice. Two and a half? What happened to the half? Wait.
The Notre Dame one.
Interlude. Interlude.
Okay. How much
what about you?
How much in your iPod?
I have no idea.
No idea whatsoever?
No idea.
How big is your iPod?
That sounds like the I don't have one sigh.
You don't have an iPod? How did you avoid the brainwashing?
You know what? She actually does have something.
MP3. Listen, okay. I do have a new iPod. Well, my friend gave it to me. I had a Shuffle before. But I also have a XM satellite radio portable Nano. I mean, Inno.
The Inno?
So, I mean.
I think that's like 512 megs of memory on that thing.
Yeah.
It's not a lot.
It's horrible.
So,
but I don't
you have the XM radio.
But I have a passed down iPod.
And the MP3 player.
Every song on it. So, okay. It's the original one, so I don't know.
Oh, is this the friend I think it is?
Yeah.
And so it's a lot of show tunes?
It has everything I want. Mary Poppins.
A lot of NSYNC.
Oh my God. So, but it's interesting that you actually didn't go out and get an iPod. You didn't feel the need to have an iPod. It kind of a crack thing, I actually have to admit. The iPod.
It's kind of trendy, you know?
Yeah,
like
it is very.
Thing to do.
It is.
And you know what? The Carey sisters, we're not so trendy. We set our own trends.
And when you have an iPod, remember, you can always download the Carey Sisters podcast.
I was waiting
starting
for that.
On September 22nd.
20th. You know what? Correction.
Correction?
20th.
Oh, the 20th. Excuse me. Well, you said the 22nd earlier.
20th.
All right.
20th, Thursday, 7 o'clock, well, on LVRocks.com. Sorry. Sorry. We're coming in. We're going hard.
We're taking the world over WWE style, brother.
Exactly. We're tag teaming the world.
And that's something I'd like to be a part of. Now, that's just mean.
Yes, it is. All right. So then there comes the new one, and I think this one's going to – well, the next two products are going to kind of piss people off a bit. First off, the iPod Touch. Yeah. It's just basically, from what I can read and what
it's
I can tell –
it's the iPhone without the phone.
It's the iPhone without the phone. It goes up to 16 gig total. It does have Wi-Fi, and you can do internet surfing, browsing. It does have the apps on it, but it does not do anything telephone. A little bit smaller in dimensions, a little bit thinner as well.
A ring, 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 ring.
Oh, it doesn't
got
do that.
Got no phone.
Doesn't do that. Doesn't
yeah,
ring.
That's the got no phone.
Oh, got no phone.
Stepping on my lines.
So that's the new the new Touch, which I don't know. If people get that, I think they're getting it just to be in denial of not buying an iPhone.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that or they just want a widescreen iPod.
Or that, or they're just rich and they just like, oh, I got this, that, and this.
Yeah, yeah.
To add to the collection.
There you go. The trendy collection. Mm-hmm. Then there's the next thing that happened, kind of the, oh, and finally, or and this as well kind of a thing. They dropped the price of the iPhones by
right.
$200?
They dropped the price. The 4 gig is $299 and the 8 gig is $399, and they officially discontinued the 4 gig.
They're going to be getting people money back, though, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Steve Jobs gave out a what I call an iPology, and he the public apology to people saying, you know, those of you that were early adopters of the iPod or of the iPhone, they're going to give them $100 credit. They're working on the details on it right
Why
now.
Why are they giving money back to the fools that wanted to be the coolest people in the world?
Because Apple likes to take care of their customers.
Oh, it's beautiful.
They were plus, the coolest, and then they were the dumbest.
Plus, they're getting $100 store credit to spend at the Apple store.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
And
okay,
also,
okay.
And also, you know, someone doesn't come after them with a class action of the price fixing or anything like that
yeah.
later on down the road, especially since the phone has only been out how many months? 3-4?
If that's like 2 or 3, if that.
Yeah, if that. And they're already doing price cuts on it like this.
Right.
I mean,
right.
It happens, especially with cell phones. I mean, look at the Razr pricing. It went, you know, crazy for a while.
A lot of
there.
People were upset with the phones, too. So,
why?
Well, there's a class action lawsuit pending about the battery.
Yep.
So
another group of people who bought it knowing the battery cannot be taken out and still bought it and then want to bitch about the battery not being able to be taken
Couldn't
out.
Turn their phones on, et cetera, et cetera. Yep. But, you know.
Yeah, well, fuck them.
People love that class action lawsuit against everybody.
I'm
going to
file a class action lawsuit against myself.
Why?
Because I won't touch my own nipples.
Oh, damn. Can you get enough people to sign up for that?
I tease. I'm like, oh. Oh, no, not getting any tonight.
Nice.
It's midnight.
You know what that means, don't you?
I'm going to go masturbate in the bathroom because my wife won't give it up.
Nice. jam a pencil event. All right, so we need to take a break. Do you got more music ready?
I always have more music ready. You know what? You and I talked about this. I want to play this. I want
to
play these
we
songs.
We both wanted to hear the one song. We both have been listening to that
I
one song.
I want to play. I've got two songs. I know you like to go back and forth, but I want to play two songs back to back just so you can hear the stark contrast between two of my favorite bands.
Works for me.
All right. So, guys, you are listening to The Greatest Internet. Wow, I'm stumbling all over today, aren't I?
After you yelled at me to slow down.
I got a fat tongue.
All right, fatty. You are listening to The Greatest Internet Radio Show ever.
Spagwagon Radio.
We'll be back in a moment.
I hear the train coming, it's rolling around the bend, and I ain't seen the sunshine since I don't know when. I'm stuck in holes in prison, and time keeps dragging on. But that train keeps rolling on down the sandhole. When I was just a baby, my mama told me, son, always a good boy, don't ever play with guns. But I shot a man in Reno just to watch him die. When I hear that whistle blowing, I hang my head and cry. There's rich folks eating in a fancy dining car. They're probably drinking coffee and smoking big cigars. and I'd let that lonesome whistle blow my blues away.
Face down in the gutter, won't admit defeat, though his clothes are soiled and black. He's a big strong man with a child's mind. Don't you take his booze away.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're back, Spank Wagon Radio. I'm your host, Trencher. And Murphy.
And I'm Murphy. I had to pee.
Yeah,
sorry.
I had to pee. Don't worry. You even short-loaded your own playlist.
You told me to put two things on. I put two things on.
I figured, you know, didn't know you had to pee.
Oh, suck my monkey balls.
All right, so let's see if I got this. We got another one of those new
promos.
Is it
herpes?
No. We got another new promo that came in from one of our wonderful syndicates. This would be Webmix.
Oh, yeah, I love
these
guys.
They do some really awesome promos for us, so... Let me get the audio up here and see what we have now.
Spankwagon.
Spankwagon Radio. I'm your host, Trencher.
I'm Murphy.
All right, now we got that kind of settled.
The longest running radio show on the internet.
I think we've got some people listening tonight. I think we got some live listeners. If you are live with us tonight, here's a special, special, special treat. As a matter of fact, this is so special, we want your help testing it right now.
Spankwagon.
What we need people to do is come down, fully erect directly into Trencher's ass.
What? No. Hardly.
That's what I said. Fully erect. Hard.
No. We're not going to do live gay sex for your pleasure.
Dude, then why is your ass all lubed up?
The funniest radio show on the internet.
Oh, yeah, that's because I got Cheetos stuck up there.
Spankwagon.
Yeah, it was really hard to explain, but you want to know why?
The greatest net radio show ever.
What really kills me is here I am, like the most gay highlight hair, and they're all toting around their MacBooks and black MacBooks.
Did you just say you have the most gay highlighted hair?
No, I said they have the most gay highlighted hair. It's pathetic.
Spankwagon. Saturday and Monday at 6 p.m. on the all-new WebMix.
Only because we have no guests today. All of our guests abandon us like stepchildren in a mall.
Damn. Like step-parents in a mall. That would have been funnier.
Or grandparents in a nursing home.
Like the homely date when you don't want to pay the check.
Ooh.
Or like any time the check shows up and Trencher's around, he just disappears into the bathroom.
Hey. I pay once in a while.
Spank Wagon. On the all-new WebMix. Playing classics of the 70s, 80s, and 90s. Listener discretion is advised.
Dude, I feel bad. Our show is not as good as that promo.
You know, the promo makes our show sound so much...
Do they still have the original one up?
No, he cycled them out.
Do you have that one?
I didn't download it. I'll email him.
These guys make some of the greatest freaking
promos. That's what he does for a
promos.
Living. Really? I think that's what he does for a living, because these are like... I don't know what it is, but like Casey Host has some of the most interesting people on it. All the different...
You mean like Spankwagon Radio?
Well, like us. But I mean, the actual people who work for the actual internet radio studio. Westmar is actually a real legitimate radio personality. He's done real radio for several years. They have this one chick named September who actually does voice work. And she flew out to do all the voice recording for the Video Music Awards.
Yeah.
So whenever you hear them announce, like the female voice that does the announcing for all the different songs and artists, it's going to be her. Of course, Juke plays in a band and all that good stuff. Plus, he looks like he could beat the shit out of anybody with just a glance.
That is one scary looking dude.
Yeah, Juke is absolutely one scary looking dude. Matter of fact, if you go to the forums, though.
You can see pictures of his wife's boobs?
Yes. Also, if you go to the forums, he has a picture of him and his wife when they were in about just a little after or just around high school. Totally different.
You know, I wouldn't want to meet that guy in an airport bathroom tapping his foot.
Look at that.
They don't crack up anything in the
anything except gay jokes.
The gay jokes. Wrecked him.
What are
damn near killed
say?
Him. Did you guys are fag hags?
First game.
No homo.
H2.
Who just called no homo?
No homo.
Dude, why doesn't this pause button work? Hello!
Like,
this is what happens. I go to the Dodger website to check the game, and I'm inundated with fucking
advertisements. You couldn't pause the advertisement.
That's so funny.
Well, what's the Dodger game doing?
Oh, it's 1-1.
Okay.
Okay, let's talk sports for just a second. I didn't even want to bring that up. Watching the Cubs and the Dodgers this week was just incredible for me. Because I love watching the Cubs lose. Even Cubs fans love watching the Cubs lose. And seeing Ethier smack that 3-run shot over the wall in the ninth was just fucking awesome. That game, did you see that game?
You know what? I didn't see that, unfortunately, Chris.
Yeah, because the Cubs closer sucks.
Ryan Dempster?
Well, at least that game, he really blew it.
He's Dempster. He blows it every night. No, it was really weird watching Soriano. He hit a home run the first, and he hit a home run in the seventh. They showed the play side by side, and the stroke was identical. The ball was in the dirt every time. The guy just swung for it. It was a beautiful stroke over the wall. But watching Ethier come up and
get
just,
the bathroom came on.
Sweet.
Okay, let me get the bathroom cam on. We got the pee cam on.
You guys know, actually, I've got watched in the bathroom before by mail.
Yeah, but he paid for it, so.
You know.
That wasn't a bathroom. That was a glass booth specifically for that. Why do you think you got paid in quarters?
And Sylvester Stallone was there.
Right, you guys. True.
Nice. All right, so time for a little bit of a tinfoil hat.
Tinfoil hattery.
Found this online. This is one of those.
Really? You found something involving tinfoil hattery online? Who'd have guessed?
Sorry, hot chick across the booth kind of makes me lose my mind. I know you fly and you set up fucking security with harmonicas,
oh,
but
Jesus.
Have you ever had your baggage searched by TSA?
Yes, I have.
Okay, and they leave that nice little card in there saying we've rifled through your panties and liked
right,
what we saw and
right.
smelled them. Well, I found another one. This is kind of a more generic form that the government is going to start putting out when they start rifling through your life as opposed to just your luggage. It says, sorry we missed you, but while you were out, Agent Blank, stopped by on behalf of either the CIA, FBI, NSA, INS, ATF, DEA, IRS, FAA, SEC, or FDIC. Haven't figured that one out yet. Because you were out, we decided to, A, ask your neighbors, children, or spouse about you. We decided to inspect your garden, garage, cars, and pets, let ourselves into your residence or business. We read your mail, your diary, your Rolodex, and your daily planner. We placed a wiretap on your telephone. We installed video and audio surveillance. We also inspected your computer, your books, your spice rack, and your fridge. We're sorry, but this information is privileged in accordance with the Patriot Act. We can't tell you why we were there. As a result of our visit, you should feel safer knowing your government is doing all it can to protect you. You are considered a person of interest and may be subject to monitoring, media harassment, and etc. You are under arrest and are advised to turn yourself in immediately to local law enforcement, and you are wanted for questioning, so please call our toll-free number and arrange a convenient time for your interrogation. Sorry, we have missed you, but rest assured, we know where you are, and we will see you again. So they're going to start using these as placards and stuff like that they're going to put into your suitcases or your house. Can you imagine coming home and seeing that on your couch?
Kind of like the cable guy was there?
Yeah, exactly, but the cable guy lies. He was never really there.
Or the pool guy.
The wink, pool wink. Guy. Wink, wink. Juan, the pool guy.
Hello, I am here to fix your filters. All right, moving along.
Uh-oh. We're being watched, apparently. One hot blonde in the chat room says she can't hear us, but she can see us. That's kind of creepy. Rotate the camera. Come on, switch it.
Why don't you do this one of them nipple. On that camera? Oh, wait, that's hot blonde for you. Hey, wait, you just played with your nipple. It wasn't midnight.
It's not midnight.
You know what that means, don't you? All right.
I've got a nipple erection. Okay.
Because I got dead celebrity.
Well, let's hold it. Well, there's another dead celebrity you need to re-CNN. Let's talk about something. And this is kind of, okay, fucked up. We live in a day and age where political correctness is taken to an extreme. Well, because of this political correctness, I now declare Southwest Airlines to be the gayest airline ever.
Oh, I know what you're going to be talking about.
Yeah. So let's take one hot chick and let's put her in a little tiny skimpy outfit. And then we'll put her on a plane.
Yes.
And then fat bitches complain, and the airline tries to kick her off.
Here we go. Kyla Ebert, 23, was recently escorted off of a Southwest Airlines flight by a male customer service supervisor. That's
who likes it in the pooper.
Apparently. For showing, she was wearing an outfit shown in a photograph that you'll see all over online. It's a great photograph. The college student and Hooters waitress was later permitted to return to the plane and take her flight, but only after she put up a fuss and adjusted her outfit. Can't quite figure out how you adjust rubber bands, but still. She asked him what part of the outfit was offensive, and she asked, was it the skirt, the shirt? He said, the whole thing was offensive.
She says, he told me, I'm sorry, but you're going to have to catch a later flight because you're dressed inappropriately. He says, this is a family airline, and you are too provocative to fly on this flight.
So the flights at night are different?
Yeah. He said...
Oh, okay. That's a... Wait,
well,
okay.
I think I heard from one of your anchors today something about the stripper flights.
Whose anchors?
Yeah.
It was probably... Yeah.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Now, she says...
Could this been a stripper flight?
It could have. She says, she said to the guy, what part of my outfit is too provocative? The skirt, the shirt, which part? And he said, the whole thing. Now, the whole thing, I think, is the key word in this, because I don't think he was talking the whole thing with a W.
Oh. Nice. The whole thing. And wait, a little bit.
I'm still waiting for B to catch that one. All right. Now, both of you guys are extremely hot. And it's...
Thank you.
Please, thank you. If you could just get up and do a little twirl, that'd be great. Have you ever been discriminated against for being hot?
All the time.
By who? Men or women?
Women especially. Fat women. Fat women, period.
Okay, but...
Meat on your bones.
You skinny women are evil.
You little toothpick. Bitch, please.
My man has to go through my rolls to get to me.
fold.
My idea of foreplay is a stick of butter.
They need to realize that there are just fat people in the world, and there are skinny people in the world, and there are
cute people
those
in the people world
that are like 5 pounds away from being fat. It's just, you know, everyone has their own place in this world.
Right.
I think she just called me fat, dude.
No.
You look it.
I am getting a little chunk style.
Yeah,
Let us see. I agree with you on the whole metrosexual thing. Chris looks like he's been working out.
No, not really. Well, a little bit, but...
Not really.
I see the closet door opening a little bit. He's freaking out.
No, okay.
He's trapped in the closet.
Actually, if you look at him, I mean, come on.
All right, Kelly. R. Kelly.
Bulimia role model. Bulimia role model.
Do you know what's been making me work out?
Your wife, I hope.
Uh-oh. What are you pulling
new,
out
your
of your...
Your new wife.
This. This is making me work out. No, this is... Well, I don't know if
that's my dog's ball. Like, from that's my old dog's ball.
Where's the other one?
This...
Oh, man. Chris has it. Down there. I mean,
This ball...
He likes the fur.
...is the bane of my existence. This ball...
Fetch.
Did you just throw the ball?
I just threw the ball.
Okay, now you've got to go and get the ball.
I told you to fetch.
Go and get the fucking ball. Because if I don't bring it, we got a call.
Oh, my God. We'll figure out who the caller is here in a second, but say what you got to say.
The ball game at work has started, and it's very simple. You just throw the ball. And we do it in the office when we're trying to cool down or talk about something, and you just throw the ball. And okay. If you bobble the ball and drop the ball, you have to push. So it's push-up time. So, and me being Mr. Butterfingers that I am,
yeah.
I wound up doing something like 60 push-ups in a day at 5 a shot because I kept dropping the goddamn ball.
That's nice. That's nice. All right, caller, you're on the air.
This just in, Appalachian State scored another touchdown on Michigan, bringing the final score to 515-32.
Is this producer Bill again?
You have to call
Hold
our
on,
show,
did
please.
You, did you go, like, backwards to last week? He just...
They're still scoring is the point, dear.
Yeah, we get it. You have to call our show on Thursday nights, please. We would love you.
Now,
call.
Bill, I got to ask you something. Again, are you still there?
Yeah, but it's not Bill.
Oh.
Who is this?
This is Joker.
Oh, it's Joker.
Oh, it's Joker.
So
oh,
just gonna, like this prank caller we had.
I was going to give up the hang-up sign, too. Hey, Joker.
That one?
That, yeah.
Okay.
No, we're still here. But
hi, Joker. Full Metal Jacket.
Actually, we just had a guy from Michigan call in like earlier in the show, so that's why we thought, oh, God, here we go again.
I didn't mean to offend anybody.
But I'm still, the invitation's still open. Please call our show Thursday nights.
Okay. Just keep leeching our guests away. We only have three. You're
Thursday
not gonna get
nights at 7, starting the 20th, the Carey Sisters. Come be entertained.
Or just come.
Uh-huh. Yeah, exactly.
You
just
know what
come
I'm gonna do?
Or come be
all right,
entertained.
So you know what?
I'm going to fill their phone lines with sounds of guys jacking the whole first night. It's going to be fucking great.
Dude, we could do that. We
wouldn't
would have contacts. We wouldn't be hard.
Contacts?
All right.
Please, I got enough lube.
You got enough phones.
Yeah, that's true.
Between the duos, we got enough phones. All right, so Joker, what we were just talking about is the hot ass chick on the Southwest Air flight that was told to change because she was too hot to fly with them.
Oh, now I hate flying, but I would love that flight.
See, thank you.
It's faggot airlines is exactly what it is.
Oh.
What it comes down to is either A, it was a male stewardess, and I will say the word stewardess. It's a male stewardess who
but
had an
I'm
issue
a
with a hot
attendant, damn it.
No, this is what it was. Some fucking hot-ass guy comes walking down, and he figures, I'm going to spend the whole flight rubbing up against him. Next thing you know, hot blonde walks on. He sees her as competition and decides, I'm getting her bitch ass off my flight. Yeah. Either that or some nasty, huge, obese, disgusting, waddling, barbecue sauce-smelling fat cow.
With her five kids.
With her five kids.
Who all kicked the seat, yeah, your seat.
And her, wait, hold on. And her five baby daddies.
Yeah, oh. Not a single one of those children is over 7 and under 200 pounds. Got pissed off.
Or had the same dad.
Yeah, because she doesn't fucking look like that anymore. So she's like, I want her off the flight.
Now, you know what really kills me about this, though, is, I mean, anybody who's flown knows that you can't do shit in that seat. You're scrunched
up.
You can't douche in a seat. That's good, too. It is a flotation device, however.
Do you really want to be bobbing around in the water with some beer fart-soaked pretzel-stained goddamn piece of foam? Just let me choke and die.
Thank you. Hit the mountain, please. So eat the fat people, though. You'll survive. So the thing is, though, is you can't look at anybody else on that flight. Your knees are already up past your fucking ears because they got to scrunch all the seats together so they can fit all 400 people onto a flight. How is she dressed too provocative? You had to be looking for it. You wouldn't happen
I'd have been
to
looking for it.
You. It's like a radar with you. You can't just accidentally.
But you don't need to
high.
Angle the mic down. I don't think your boobs are going to talk to us. If they do, that is going to be the greatest trick in internet radio.
I'm just relaxing. I'm just just getting ready for my show, the Carey Sisters.
Getting ready for the
Thursday, the 28th at 7 o'clock p.m. on LVRocks.com. I'm just relaxing. I'm just getting.
Oh, very
don't
nice.
Don't mind me over here, please.
Nice. All right, so Joker, what's up?
I was I had no idea you guys were already talking about Michigan, although that's the greatest thing that's happened in my life since the last kid was born. I thought I have my good friend Aaron here, and if you guys wanted, we could do a little Playhouse Theater and reenact the block kick for you.
Oh, Jesus. You mean the what the announcers did?
Yes, the Appalachian State announcers, not the TV announcers. I don't know if you guys have heard this on the replays of that incident, but it sounds like the color guy is actually crapping himself during that blocked kick.
I would love to hear that, but only if you also do a reenactment of, Senator Craig's action in the bathroom.
Well, Aaron's my best friend, but I don't think we're going
to go that far. All right, give us your reenactment then. Let's have a little Spankwagon theater.
Okay, here we go. 6 seconds left.
Okay, this is big. This is big.
Michigan's going to kick the ball here in a second.
Okay. This could be it.
There's the snap.
What drug do you guys call that?
No, it's called I'm cutting that audio up later. We're going to have some fun with it.
Yes.
What drug would that be?
What drug causes that reaction? That's 4 hours later on Viagra.
I say Bud Light.
The entire Big Ten has been loving that moment, and we are buying Appalachian State gear and wearing it at every game versus Michigan for the rest of our lives.
Nice.
Every game.
No, that's good. I like that. Good idea.
What a waste of $14.95.
It's Michigan shit. It's damn near free. Come on.
Yeah.
Appalachian State's gonna get a new gym because of you guys.
Right. Hey, there you go. All right.
They still won't get another chromosome, though.
Oh.
That's so wrong. Love it, though.
All right. Thanks for calling in, Joker.
All right. You guys have a good show.
All right. Bye. So there we go. The Appalachian State crap pile.
Where were we at? Okay, so we were talking about faggot airways.
And then we went to Appalachian State again.
You know. What do we say?
Okay, so what do you guys want to talk about? Let's let
we
you
can
guys
stay on that topic if you want.
What, hot girls?
Yes, and being discriminated against.
Okay, so tell us about it. Give us an example. I feel this is an interview. Could you give us an example of a time where you were personally discriminated against for
every
being
day.
A piece of ass?
Every day.
Every day.
Specific instances, sweetie.
I don't. I mean, it's just a day in the life of Val and Carrie.
No, a day in the life of the Carey sisters.
Yes.
7 o'clock p.m. LVRocks.com starting the 20th.
I didn't know we had an Indian reservation nearby because this is Chief Running Gag. How?
I do have a little Indian in my family, I'm going to say.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah. Would you like a little Irishman in you?
We do have Irish in us.
Yeah, we have that too.
They missed that they one, too.
Yeah, we got it.
I was going to say, little Indian, what is it,
yeah,
wooden?
We got it, but did you guys get it?
Well, apparently not.
Dude, I'm totally sidelined. I
You are. You have nothing going on up in the head.
Sorry, Chris. We don't, you know.
Okay, well, speaking of hot chicks, let's talk about something. Okay.
All right.
So, okay, hot little white girl.
Hot little white girl?
Check.
Got it.
Mormontown.
Check.
Missing? Check.
Nancy Grace?
No.
No Nancy Grace?
No, not Nancy Grace yet, but the family will be there soon.
Okay.
So we've got a hot little white girl missing somewhere in Provo, Utah. You know what that means? Oh, God, it's another alert! We have a white woman missing. Radar, we have a white woman missing. I swear to God.
Another white... What the fuck?
I'm sorry.
Holy shit. See, that's why we don't angle them down.
So they put him in backwards.
I'm not going to relax anymore.
I got to go help the microphone challenge.
There you go, yeah. So we
this
have
is
a,
kicking my OCD's ass.
We have a hot white girl missing in Provo, Utah. Her name is Camille Cleverly. Yeah, I know.
This is not funny, you guys.
What, hot white girl's missing?
No one cares if Tamika Jackson is missing.
Exactly.
I think it Warren Jeffs. Warren Jeffs camp recruited her.
Now, let's talk about something, because I've brought this up a couple of times.
Good possibility.
The same day that some little random white girl, Elizabeth Smart, was kidnapped from her home. The little Mormon girls.
Isn't
just,
it the little Mormon girls? What was the first person's name? Last name?
Her name's Cleverly.
Cleverly and Smart. Are they being hopeful?
Right.
Now, in the
we're a Mormon family. We're going to call ourselves prosperous and fucking lucky.
So, little white girl goes missing. Elizabeth Smart. Fucking universe stops and CNN has to camp out in front of her house. But I do believe it was in Atlanta. The exact same night, an 8-year-old black girl was kidnapped from her home. This blows my mind. She was kidnapped from her home and was missing for the exact same amount of time. The police found her running home with duct tape still on her ankles and on her wrists, and they couldn't even get a local fucking television station there to cover it.
Nope, not at all. It's a damn shame, and you know it is pure simple ratings. That's all it is, and it's the like I said, Nancy. It's the Nancy Graces of the world who go, oh my god, this You know,
Natalie Holloway.
This chick is missing in another country. It happens all the time. If you actually read the news, not just watch the CNN commentary bullshit, you're going to see this happens all the time. No one cares about anybody who's poor, black, misfortunate. You know, it's always
unless
about
unless you're a lottery winner.
Exactly. You have to be either really rich so they can ignore the races, or you have to be just a white chick. No one cares about missing guys. They figure, oh, the guy must be a faggot he's missing or a douche altogether.
Oh, what? Does he work for Southwest Airlines?
Apparently. He'll go missing. After everybody sees a picture of that hot chick? Oh. How does one kick that off of a flight? Anywho.
I want to see the picture.
She can go missing. Yeah, Murph, no. If you go to Boing Boing, it's right on boingboing.net.
Oh, is it good?
Yeah, they were talking about it there, too.
And the outfit's really nice, too.
I'd like it. She needs to uncross her legs, you know, give us a little bit of a, you know.
Was the flight leaving Vegas?
Sorry. It was leaving Reno, actually, on its way to Tucson.
Yeah. Okay. So it was Reno, Nevada. Yeah. Reno, though. I mean, Reno.
Yeah.
The smallest big city. What is it?
The biggest little city in the world.
Biggest little city in the world.
It looks like trash.
We have friends who live there. It's really not that great.
I can't believe those people up there are complaining.
Yeah.
You know?
They should be happy to get some action. They're like, go back to Vegas.
There you go.
Southern Nevada. Oof.
Yeah, come on over here. Come on over here. You want to
take a look?
Come on over here.
Do you realize the minute you walk over, he's going to grab your butt? You might want to take those off.
I
could just see it. She walks 10 more feet and the head just jerks back because he fucking has the headphones on. Yeah, that's the chick.
That's her.
So just a skinny blonde-haired chick who's a student and works at Hooters. In other words, she's a stripper working her way through college.
I do so love Hooters.
I know. I hate the damn restaurant, though.
There's nothing that says class like Hooters.
Nothing. Yeah. Nothing.
She's like, oh, my God.
It's tacky, yet refined.
I did.
But they just kicked her off the flight for being hot. Anyway, so there's white women missing everywhere. Next. That's all I got, dude.
They're easy targets. They don't scream. They're like, oh, okay.
Black girl fucking knocked
us
out.
No, they're easy targets because, you know, you just show them some money and, you know, it's time to go. Oh, okay, daddy told me I'd be ready for this.
Yeah.
Just be gentle in my pooper.
Nice. You have a dead celebrity?
You know what? I can't say her name, so I don't want to say it.
Okay. I got my dead celebrity.
Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, this week's Dead Celebrity of the Week!
You know, we should record a sounder for that.
I think I have one. This week's Dead Celebrity, Italian opera tenor Pavarotti. Luciano Pavarotti, whose vibrant high C's, boy, he drank a lot of juice, and eloquent showmanship made him one of the most loved tenders, has died.
Tenders?
Yeah.
Get in the barrel.
Tenders died. He was 71 years old. Pavarotti had a distinguished career, but recently was diagnosed with pancreatic cancer, and he underwent treatment from then until his death.
And apparently the cure for pancreatic cancer is a hot 20-year-old wife. No Holy sense. Christ. Have you seen this guy's wife?
Have you seen his hair?
Yes.
He doesn't have one gray hair.
No. And if you notice, and not even the eyebrows are gray, like perfectly shaped.
It looks nuts.
Yeah, well, he looks like a 70-year-old Jewish woman. Let's be
with
honest.
A hot wife.
With a hot wife.
Do the math.
It's the money. Hey, maybe she's a missing white girl. Find out. See if she's from Utah. All right, so this week's dead celebrity, Luciano Pavarotti.
Poor little.
Give that to me one more time.
Fly Southwest Airlines. We'll show you lots of penises and no vagina allowed.
Just a random thought.
Yes, my penis is bigger than yours.
Okay, another random thought. What airline was that senator booked on?
It might have been
because he might have been on Southwest if he's, you know, soliciting gay sex in a bathroom in an airport.
Southwest Airlines.
What's
if you're wearing
all
a skirt,
these gay politicians.
They're Republicans.
They're Republicans. There's more Republicans in the closet than you'd believe.
I do believe if you're a Republican, there's a 70% chance of you taking it in the butt,
or at least your constituents. That means most Republicans are pitchers. Most constituents are catchers. All right, moving on.
Yeah, exactly. That one died on the vine, didn't it?
I tried.
I got an idea. Let's take another break.
Another one?
I want to play something.
What do you want to play?
Dude, I love this song, and we played it on before, and I just haven't heard it in a while.
Are you going to play the same song we just played the last break?
No.
Are you going to play this?
No.
Okay.
No. I just want to play something.
Well, your mic's up.
I just really like this.
It's a good song. All right, we'll be back. Spank Wagon Radio.
Like snakes and spiders in my hair. This is Halloween, this is Halloween, 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 Halloween. In this town we call home, everyone hail to the pumpkin song. In this town, don't we love it now? Everybody's waiting for the next surprise. Round that corner, man hiding in the trash can. Something's waiting now to pounce and now you'll scream. This is Halloween. And black and slimy green. But you're scared. Well, that's just fine.
Say it once, say it twice. Take a chance and roll the dice.
Ride with the moon in the dead of night. Everybody scream in our town of Halloween.
In the cloud with a tailwind face. Here in the crash and go without a chase.
I am the who when you call who's there. This is Halloween, this is Halloween, 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 Halloween. Tender lamplights everywhere, life's no fun without a good scare. That's our job, but we're not mean in our town of Halloween. In this town, don't we love it now? Everybody's waiting for the next surprise. Skeleton Jack might catch you in the back and scream like a banshee. This is Halloween, everybody scream. Won't you please make way for a very special guy? Allman Jack is king of the pumpkin patch. Everyone hail to the pumpkin king now. This is Halloween, 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 Halloween.
In this town we call home.
Everyone hail to the pumpkin song.
Crucified.
You face things,
one thing that I was going to wait a while before we talked about. Maybe we'll talk about it now so you can think about it, because we all have to make some kind of plans for ourselves. It's a free concert from now on.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're back. Spank Wagon Radio.
Spank Wagon Radio.
I'm your host, Trencher.
And I'm Murphy.
Of course, Decaf couldn't be here today. He has important books to read, I guess, or something to do with his job. I'm not sure.
Something along those lines.
So he's not here, but we've had a lot of people just show up in the studio this week. So we've had Dirty D show up in the studio, hang out with us for a little bit, and then we had the sisters.
Had the Carey sisters. And don't forget, their show is premiering the 22nd.
20th.
Whatever, the 20th.
We have fucking calendars all over, and they're all in August still. We'll get to it.
Yeah, anyway, they'll be coming on live,
so
check them out.
Yeah, we'll talk more about them. We'll probably talk with them more, and you can find out more about them on LV Rocks, LVRocks.com.
Exactly.
That's one nice thing, I think, that internet radio does that, you know, you don't get in a lot of other situations, radio, TV, or otherwise, is sort of that camaraderie, because everybody has to support everybody to keep it going.
Yeah, pretty much.
There, you can't have a us versus them in internet radio. You have to have a us and us and us, kind of a Three Musketeer attitude when it comes to internet radio. I also want to say thank you to our callers, producer Bill, who, you know, he took a good joke in stride. So, you know, kudos to him for doing that. Mad props to him.
Mad props!
And mad props for Joker for calling in. We appreciate it, even though he's a podcast listener.
Yeah.
So he's calling in quite literally at random.
I think they might be on there. I'm gonna pick up the phone and call.
Yeah.
Hello.
I make constipation noises on the phone.
Hello.
So we thank every one of our callers, and we want you to be our caller. All you have to do 1-866-LV-ROCKS
and
1-866-587-6257. We'd love to hear from our callers. I hate to hear what that sounds like to the live listeners. Just out of the blue, just the dunk dunk.
Dunk dunk.
it's the ass noise. Badonk badonk. All right. So, wrestling news this week came out. If anybody's been paying attention, the final brain scans, I guess you could say, of Chris Benoit, some of the final autopsy results that have come out after pending their investigation and they're doing their job. They say that wrestler Chris Benoit suffered brain damage from his years in the ring that could help explain why he killed his wife, his son, and himself. A doctor who studied Benoit's brain said this this past Sunday. The analysis by doctors affiliated with the Sports Legacy Institute suggests repeated concussions could have contributed to the killings at Benoit's suburban Atlanta home. Steroid use has also lingered as a theory since anabolic steroids were found in the home and tests conducted by authorities showed Benoit had roughly 10 times the normal level of testosterone in his system when he died. The Institute, which researches long-term effects of concussions, coordinated the testing using samples of Benoit's brain tissue provided by the Georgia Bureau of Investigation. The Waltham, Massachusetts-based Institute presented its former pro wrestler, the Waltham, Massachusetts-based Institute's president is former pro wrestler Chris Nowinski, who actually wrestled as himself, and his gimmick was the fact he was a 4.0 student. The company has maintained steroid use did not cause Benoit to snap. Despite the results of the Institute's tests, there's no way to know if Benoit's concussions contributed to the murder-suicide, said Dr. Robert Cantu, a member of the Institute, who's also chief of neurosurgery service at Emerson Hospital in Concord, Massachusetts. So that's kind of the findings right now from what's been going on with Chris Benoit and the concussion and everything like that.
You've got to be brain damaged to officially assault your wife and child and kill them.
Well, I think that goes without saying. You have to be slightly brain dead or brain damaged, but could concussions actually do this kind of damage to a person?
Over time, I don't know.
Now, we know that there's a study out there that states that in NFL, concussions cause severe depression, mental health issues in the football players in the NFL. But what about, you know, that carrying over to other forms of sports or sports entertainment? Could that happen then to, you know, someone in pro wrestling? We'd love to hear your guys' opinions on this. Do you think that Was it steroids or was it brain damage that finally caused Benoit to do something as horrific as killing his son and his wife? Murph, what you looking for?
Stretch.
I've ran out of stretch. That's why I have to hand this over.
God damn it.
I know. You're looking for something, dude. I saw Benoit on the search page and Benoit on your own computer search and stuff like that.
I was trying to find his theme song.
I think they've pulled that one completely.
Well, it's Our Lady Peace, but... Well, bit's over. Well, I personally think that it makes sense that he be hurt, and you can't take as many hits to the head as that guy did and not have some sort of permanent damage. But I think it's also more than that. I think just blaming it on brain damage is probably a bit excessive at this point.
Right.
There's obviously some emotional fuck-upness there. You just, the guy snapped and did something horrific, and... You know, I was a big Chris Benoit fan, so it really hurts on a personal level to see that that's happened. And the guy had shit he was dealing with. He couldn't deal with it. And obviously there were problems with his family and problems with his own health and problems with his wife's health. And at this point...
Well, his wife's health wasn't bad. It was his son who was in the poor health with the, you know, technically the retardation is what it really ultimately is.
It's just, it hurts to see that happen to a family. And I don't really know what else to say.
Okay.
I don't really have... I mean...
You know, and it's...
You can't just blame it on brain damage.
No, well...
You got to be able to make a conscious decision between right and wrong. He did it every night where he didn't just say, fuck it, and break some guy's neck in the ring.
True.
So he had a conscious ability to deal with right and wrong, and seeing the methodical...
Or someone who couldn't fight back?
Yeah. Well, you see the methodical actions that he took. The Bible's by the bodies, these step-by-step things that had to have gone on. He was very, you know, he was text messaging people. He was making very conscious and aware decisions. He wasn't just acting on impulse. It wasn't like he had just snapped.
Okay.
I can't see. Oh, okay. Yeah.
So, you know, you're right. There was obviously, you know, especially how he...
I don't want to say that there was meditation to it, but there was
there
thought
may have
put
been.
Into it.
Well, premeditation doesn't take much more than a, hey, I think I'll bring a baseball bat with a nail in it.
Hey, I think I'll bring a baseball bat with a nail in it. Yeah.
That's premeditated right there.
Yeah,
they're gonna pin that one.
Oh,
the fact that he killed his son using a wrestling move, a supposed wrestling move.
Again.
Now, this is all conjecture. We're not,
you
we
can't
don't
really,
know.
Look, unless they had a guy there counting, you know.
Make the break.
I mean, the guy was trained in Stu Hart's dungeon, so he knows how to hurt people.
Right.
But I just, I don't think he did it with a wrestling move, honestly.
He may have choked his son, but not with a wrestling move.
And if you think about how the guy loved his son, I'm sure it was probably a pillow or something. It may have just been a rear naked choke,
mm-hmm.
which, again, is very basic. And it's something
it's
that,
a choke that anybody could be put in.
And
it doesn't
be
a wrestler.
And also works very quickly, mind you, at that. I mean, cutting off both carotids and the windpipe all at once. So, he did what he thought was humane, and I didn't know if he thought it was humane, but he did what he thought was the thing to do. And I can't say, oh, he must be brain damaged. It's not like he's Muhammad Ali and took, you know, shots to the head for 50 years.
But at the same... You know, it's a little different with boxing. Yes, boxing, you have the disjointed stem brain damage and things like that. And, you know, there's other deeper neurological problems, obviously. But you're right, though. I mean, look at how many chair shots and how many... I mean, what was his one signature move? Headbutt?
Yeah, off the
top rope.
And how many times did we watch him do that off the top of a cage or to the outside where you're falling more than the 6 feet plus however right. 4 feet he was.
10 foot plus 4 foot or whatever it was. You know, it's 14 feet or on some of those cages, 30 feet.
Yeah, we've seen him, you know, pull moves like that. And it can't be good for the old, you know, nugget when you're doing that.
No.
But I don't want to make excuses. And I feel the brain damage might be an excuse. I think he made a conscious decision as a human being.
Okay, but there's logic there for that because when you have brain damage and there's physical signs of brain damage due to concussions or whatnot, your brain... Obviously, there's pathways that are shutting down there. I mean, you want to make someone very submissive, beat them on the frontal lobe. That'll make them very submissive and also causes them to lose ability to plan.
Oh, so God. If I want someone to be submissive,
I hit him in the frontal. No, come stop. Here. God, ow, God, oh, ow, son of a piece of, God damn you. Ow, ow. Okay, stop.
Do I win?
Whatever you want.
Sweet. Honey, I'm coming home early. Put away the helmet. You okay? Right. Now he's drooling. Oh, shit. I've beaten him into Quaalude, man.
Let's continue with the show.
No, I think it's, I mean, it makes sense, but honestly, to me, it sounds kind of like an excuse and a cop out. And also, I don't think it was roid rage. I think he was just disturbed.
Hey, thank you. He was disturbed. I don't
the guy
believe
had
roids
his demons.
Did this. Roids,
the guy had his demons.
Yeah. Steroids did not do this. Steroids could not have done this because roid rage is snapping at people. Roid rage is, well, ask Steve Austin. It's slapping his wife senseless.
And Chris Benoit was very, again, methodical is the only way to put it. There's the story of him making the guy do 500 squats for disrespecting someone. He could have just hauled off and smacked the guy.
Yeah.
Or just broken his neck.
Well, I mean, that's roid rage. Roid rage is being irrational.
To a fault.
To a fault. So there's a huge, huge difference. So,
you know what I think?
Uh-oh. What do you think? Whoa, that time already.
It's time to go. Unfortunately, it is. Boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen, those of you without definable gender, you've been listening to Spankwagon Radio. I've been Murphy.
I've been Trencher.
And next week, I'll be Murphy.
And I'll be Mick Flashy Pants.
I'm going to hold you to that.
Oh,
guys,
Jesus.
We want to thank you for coming down and listening to us. We want to say big thanks to the guys coming in, Dirty D for coming in and spending a few minutes with us, and again, the Carey Sisters. Their show premieres on the 20th here on LV Rocks.
Yeah, check local listings.
Yeah, LV Rocks. That'll be your local listings. Oh, a little too low. A little more. Right there. That's good. We also want to say thanks to the guys here at LV Rocks for letting us come on the air, shit in your chairs.
Woo!
You know, that kind of stuff. Also, big love out to the guys at Flash FM over at KC Host Radio Network. Door from Hell
two
Radio.
Years. 2 years.
2 years
now at KC
now
Host.
KC Host. Door from Hell Radio. You can go a little higher. Just
keep talking.
Door from Hell Radio, Fox FM, Showdown.net, WebMix, classics of the 70s, 80s, 90s, and today.
And killer ass promos.
Yeah, great promos. And Nomad Radio Network. Any word from Bradley Pence?
You know, I was supposed to have that ready, but I'll have that next week.
Oh, boy. Is that a radio tease?
That's a radio tease.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, yes.
Guys, remember, if you're not live,
you can find us in the archive. Don't forget to go to spankwagon.net and check the archive. Also, if we're not there, we're podcasted. Go to podcast.lvrocks.com.
I've been your crazy radio guy host, Murphy.
I gotta go take my Quaaludes and put on my suede jacket.
Guys, don't forget, you can always get us at MySpace. MySpace.com/Spankwagon.
Hey, and don't forget to check out the site, play with our forums. Also, vote for us in the Vital Podcast. I'm noticing our numbers are slipping a little.
Uh-oh.
We're continuously
number
4.
Time to get my script back together.
So, oh, that explains a lot. All right, so I think this week I'll say it. Murphy, can you take us out?
Retards, out!
Me and my crew at the bar be pimping. Ladies point 'cause they're interested. They step to us and put in their bid. And we don't mind cause they're looking lovely. They wanna chill cause we're popping bubbly. They wanna hang out at the after party. Meet us later on in the hotel lobby. It's 2 a.m. about time to go. Pay off the tab, then we hit the door. Then I ask the girls what you wanna do.
Whatever you want, but we're going to do.
Back to L.A. U.S. Interstate 15. Just a flat-out high-speed burn through Baker and Barstow and Berdue. Then onto the Hollywood freeway straight into frantic oblivion. Safety. Obscurity. Just another freak in the freak kingdom. We'd gone in search of the American dream. It had been a lame fuck-around. A waste of time. There was no point in looking back. Fuck no, not today, thank you kindly. My heart was filled with joy. I felt like a monster reincarnation of Horatio Alger. A man on the move, and just sick enough to be totally confident.
fight for Iowa. That's a game is won. Until the game is won. Until the game is won. Until the game. Until the game is won.
LV Rocks, noise from Vegas.